Thank you very much for the introduction. Yeah, Kerstin Lehmann, that's my name. And as Vanessa already told you, I am working for a tourism destination marketing organization on a regional scale, on a federal state scale, the German federal state of Brandenburg. And today I would like to explain you a bit our approaches to the big goal of becoming an accessible destination for travelers with disabilities and everybody, and let you know some of our milestones. But first of all, where is Brandenburg located? Here on the map of Europe, you can see Germany highlighted in the middle, and the eastern part is in a dark green with a big red dot, namely our capital city, Berlin, right in the middle. And that's the place which I'm going to talk to you about. Here you see Berlin again, right in the center of our state, Brandenburg. Maybe some of you have already met Brandenburg in some way today or yesterday. I have a colleague here, Kostja, who talked about the accessible destinations in Germany yesterday, and he also introduced two regions which participate in this destination cooperation, namely the Lusatian Lakeland and the Ruppin Lake District. Those both are located in our state of Brandenburg. And today, some of you might have had the chance to listen to the speeches of colleagues from the Hotel Seehotel Rheinsberg, Germany's biggest accessible hotel, located also here in Brandenburg. So, as you can see, the colors green and blue dominate on this map, meaning we have a lot of landscape in contrast to Berlin, lots of landscape and water. We have the most extensive landscape of rivers and lakes. I think it's more than 3,000 lakes we have in our state. For the introduction, I would like to show you some pictures what it looks like in Brandenburg. Here you have an old boulevard of trees, the idyllic Mark Brandenburg landscape, already a great contrast to the urban metropolis Berlin. The former center of Prussia has lots of castles. Here you can see Castle Sanssouci. No worries, not only an Australian phrase, but no worries is also in the name of this castle here, which is located in Potsdam, our state capital city. And it's here that King Frederick the Great lies buried and also played the flute during his lifetime. Culture and water are really our main assets. Here you have a look at Castle Babelsberg. Some of you might know Babelsberg from the film industry. Lots of movies have been produced and casted there. The series Babylon Berlin, which is quite popular even abroad, was also made in Babelsberg. This is Babelsberg Castle, and water in front, water everywhere. Just 1 hour's drive from Berlin, you find yourself in a landscape such as this, a foggy morning lake, being out on your canoe, only hearing birds' voices, and really fantastic, like being in another world. I don't know if any of you have ever gone on a houseboat trip. It's a big recommendation I have for you, because it's really so relaxing. You can't travel on a high speed. You really get down to your senses. It's a really new way of making a great vacation. And houseboats is something which we also can offer in accessible types. Here, this couple is sitting on board of a houseboat. In the background, there's Rheinsberg Castle. Again, King Frederick the Great passed a lot of happy years here, and the Seehotel Rheinsberg is just a short stroll away from this. You can also steer such a houseboat sitting in a wheelchair, so it's not a problem to stay on this floating holiday home for a week. We just had two people, influencers, traveling on such a houseboat on the Ruppin Lakes in the beginning of September. And this is on the Dahme Lake region. It's south of Berlin. And you can read their experiences on our webpage. But it's not only water we can offer. Here I brought you a picture of the Flemingsgate. Flemings sounding very similar to Flamen, the region here in Belgium. It's not a coincidence. Settlers from Belgium, from Flamen, came to this region southwest of Berlin to settle down there. And it's not ancestors, the other way around. The people living today, they build a very nice thing into the landscape, namely the Flemings Gate. It's a smoothly paved path of 200 kilometers. It's a network of paths actually built for inline skates. So the two girls in the background, they are on inline skates, but it's perfect for people with families, with babies in the carriage behind the bicycle, or hand bikers as well. I would like to tell you our first steps towards accessibility. It's been more or less 20 years that accessible tourism has been a topic in Brandenburg. On the right side, you can see the first travel book for guests with disabilities, which was published in 1999. And also beneath it, our guidebook for the tourism sector, for people working in the tourism industry, such as hotels, restaurants, with advice how to build accessible hotel rooms, what to do if a disabled guest enters your restaurant, how to greet him, what you need to take into account if a blind person comes. We've had numerous coachings and staff trainings in the last 3 years, decades is too much, it's 20 years, two decades. But one very important point is the commitment of politics and decision makers, which we have heard from other speakers throughout the last 2 days. Accessible tourism is included into our strategic tourism guidelines and concepts, which makes my work quite easy, which is a very, very important thing to have people in the politics working in your direction, you can say. We developed a statewide information system on accessible tourism. I brought you here some of our pictograms. So we focus on people with walking impairments, visual impairments, hearing impairments, mental disabilities, learning difficulties. But the fifth group, we also concentrate on people with allergies or special dietary needs. It's a known system for our state, and it's an informational basis. It's not a certification system. That's quite an important point. So we go to the place who wants to be certified or not certified, but who wants to give reliable information, and we bring all the tools you need, and we write down the information which is validated and reliable so that everybody can decide on their own if this is accessible for them or not. So reliable information is what we give here. Very important is that in our DMO, our destination marketing organization, a colleague and me, we work as, you could say, watchdogs maybe. Watchdogs for inclusive marketing, meaning that everything our company does, everything our colleagues do, brochures, websites, activities, or even the regional brand development, we keep in mind that, we ensure that everybody keeps in mind that accessible tourism is important in Brandenburg, and make adjustments and tell everybody, don't forget it. We were thinking about putting yellow post-it notes on the screens of everybody, all the colleagues, don't forget about accessibility. So it's always necessary to get on everybody's nerves, because it's a topic, you need to tell them again and again, don't forget about it. And throughout the years, I think it works. People start thinking now on their own. And Kerstin, I thought about accessibility. What do you think? He said, very well done. That's the way to go. Also important is that we organize a network of data collectors, so people who were sensitized, who are aware of the importance of the topic, who work in our regional tourism associations, so us being the federal state level and them on the regional level, they also work as our eyes and ears. If any new enterprises have opened, which we don't know yet, they help us out with collecting data and
they too are watchdogs in their regional associations. And with them and other people, again, we have numerous staff trainings and B2B workshops, so awareness rising throughout the whole state. We have, as today's achievements, an affinity brochure, which is in German. I brought you one here, but you can also get it in the Grand Hall in our stand with the National German Tourist Board. It is also as an accessible PDF format. You can download it on the internet, and it works for blind people well. We decided not to press a DAISY CD or any format, but to do an accessible PDF data format. And we also have special interest flyers in English and German. So this is the English flyer, which you also find outside or here at my desk if you are interested. They highlight our Affinity internet page. So we have this special interest website. It's called accessiblebrandenburg.com. And we have up to now more or less 900 points of interest, which we collected data on accessibility for. And what's very important is that this is not a database only for accessible points of interest. It's the normal touristic database our state works with, or the touristic partners work with. And here we added the information on the accessibility of 900 out of, I think, 13,000 points of interest, which is the only correct way, I'd say. I'm very happy that this was decided years ago. And even big partners such as the Deutsche Bahn, the German Rail, who collect data or who extract touristic data out of this database, they too have the possibility to collect the data on accessibility too. So there was a touristic app, DB Ausflug, day trip with German Rail, and I think about 9 from 100 tours have information on the accessibility, which is a start, and I hope that we will have more and more tours with accessible information in this big touristic app. There's the start page, accessiblebrandenburg.com. I'd be very happy if you pay it a visit, and if there's anything you find not so good or good, please write us. We are always happy to get feedback from everybody, what we can improve, what we can do. As I said, about more or less 900 points of interest are here on English available for you with information on accessibility. And we also have a small German Affinity fan page on Facebook. And we had some B2B videos, which are a couple of months old right now, which are on our big B2B platform. One of them is explaining what is accessible tourism about, who are we talking about here, and why should I want that too? What are the reasons? And the other one is explaining, I have an accessible offer. How can you, as destination marketing organization, help me promote it? How can you do marketing for me? And these have proven to be quite helpful, because these are the main questions people have, and I hope that we will get some more videos like this on more topics, but it's a very good start. Then we are planning on participating on the federal system Reisen für alle. I suppose some of you have listened to Dr. Leitner, who was yesterday a speaker introducing the German national-wide certification system on accessible tourism. We are planning to join this at the end of the year, so that hotels, restaurants, leisure facilities who want to be certified by this nationwide system can do that on top of our state system. What else is there to say? We have a current study right now. Our Ministry of Economy has started this big study with the aim to produce a new guidebook for our tourist firms. I told you at the beginning, the first one we have, it's very old, and we hide it in the drawers. We don't put it out anymore. It really needs to be updated. And with this study, we hope that somebody from outside has a look. Is our strategy still the right one? What shall we do to improve? And we, next to this guidebook, we hope to have two checklists, one for tourists industry and one for municipalities working with tourism as a result. So very practical stuff, which we want to spread out into our tourist world. And we have a nice cooperation with the German National Tourist Board and colleagues from other destination marketing organizations. Antje Rennack from Saxony was a speaker before the coffee break today, and she also emphasized this. We cooperate with the accessible travel barrier-free destinations in Germany, and we go on meetings and fairs such as today outside here or at Rehacare Düsseldorf, one of Germany's biggest trade fairs for accessibility. And we organize fam trips for tour operators and bloggers for inspiration. Here I brought you a screenshot of our English website, brandenburgtourism.com. Since a couple of days on the start page, we have highlighted five travel experiences by bloggers who traveled Brandenburg and tell about what they met there. So be free and have a look at it. You can join them on the houseboat, you can join them on a special canoe or go gazing at the stars in our star park. There are regions in Brandenburg where it is so dark that you can really see the Milky Way and everything which people in Berlin have long forgotten about. Coming to a conclusion, I think the first line is something which probably all of you see the same here. Accessibility is good for all of us. And what's really, really necessary is the commitment of decision makers and include the topic in strategic guidelines and tourism concepts so that it's always the present topic. If you were to ask me what is better, is it inclusive marketing or is it infinity marketing, I'd say as a future goal we should all work towards inclusive marketing only, that accessible tourism is not a special topic. But today, in the year 2018, I do think we still need both ways. But don't forget one or the other. You also need both ways. It's as well inclusive as infinity marketing, what's needed at the moment, if you want my opinion. And don't work alone. Spread your knowledge. Work together in networks. And I'm very happy that I had today the opportunity to talk to you and hope that some of you will maybe come back with questions or exchange experiences. I hope to see you in Brandenburg. It's not so far away. It's a very nice place to be, and thank you for your attention.